Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Sweden. Falun Dafa practitioners held truth clarification events in front of the Stockholm's Nobel Prize Museum every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon in August. The beautiful Falun Dafa exercise music, peaceful and tranquil exercises, and the educational boards and banners attracted the attention of numerous passers-by. Many tourists showed interest in the exercises and started imitating the exercise movements along with the practitioners' demonstrations. August is the peak of the summer tourist season in Sweden, and tour groups often visit the museum, and often tour guides explained to their groups why the practitioners were demonstrating the exercises and distributing materials. Many tourists approached the booth to take photos or get materials, which were available in many languages. People signed the petition against the persecution and expressed their support for Falun Dafa practitioners' peaceful efforts to end the persecution.
Japan. Tokyo's China Festival took place on September 6th and 7th, and Falun Dafa practitioners participated. Many booth visitors expressed their support. A Japanese man told practitioners that the CCP destroyed China's traditional culture, including etiquette. He said that Falun Dafa was the hope of China's future and loudly exclaimed, "Way to go, Falun Dafa!" A family from China told practitioners that they had immigrated to Japan because they couldn't endure living under the CCP. They wanted to practice Falun Dafa and improve their health and were looking for a group exercise site close to their home. A Japanese person who overheard their conversation asked the practitioner, "Is it correct that you have to improve your character in order to improve your health?" The practitioner replied, "You are absolutely correct. Practicing Falun Dafa is a process of improving one's character. Starting from being a good person, we walk a journey of improving our minds and bodies." A few Chinese people observed the practitioner's activities from a distance. One of them cursed them and tried, unsuccessfully, to make them leave.
Israel. Informational events took place in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Jaffa, and Beersheba on Thursday, August 21st, to introduce Falun Dafa to the public and raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice in China. The activities were held from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and included a demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises, handing out leaflets, and collecting signatures on a petition calling to end the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. Many Israelis signed the petition and talked with practitioners to learn more about the practice.
France. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities in several districts of Paris to introduce the practice and raise awareness of the CCP's persecution in August. The activities drew the attention of tourists and local residents, and booth visitors signed a petition calling to stop the crimes being perpetrated by the CCP. Gymnastics teacher Samaria said she was unaware of the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in China and was stunned. She said, "This is not human behavior, it's demonic." Ahamada, an optician, was delighted to learn about Falun Dafa. He said, "Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are very important. They are essential values for humanity and allow us to move forward in this direction." He signed the petition hoping for an end to the persecution.
Austria. The European Tianguo Marching Band performed at Steffensplatz in the city of Vienna on August 29th. And during a rally at Helmut Zilk Platz the next day, a number of spectators remarked that they enjoyed the music. One said, "Very good music. I only listened to it for a few minutes and felt my soul had gone to a different place. I also saw someone meditate, which I don't often see in Vienna. I want to learn more about Falun Dafa." practitioners handed out flyers containing information about the practice and the ongoing persecution while the band performed. They also collected signatures on a petition that urges the Chinese Communist Party to end the persecution and stop the practice of live organ harvesting. On August 30th, Falun Dafa practitioners held a rally in March in Vienna. They demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and raised awareness of the persecution. Many people signed the petition. The Tianguo Marching Band, Waist Drum Team, and the Lion and Dragon Dance teams all participated in the parade.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A 61-year-old woman in Liaoning province was admitted to prison a month ago to serve a 3-year term for her faith in Falun Gong. This is the third prison term Ms. Zhao Huijun has been given since the start of the persecution in 1999. Ms. Zhao was arrested for talking to people about Falun Gong on the street. Prior to her latest sentencing, Ms. Zhao was twice sentenced for a total of 9 years. During those years, she suffered from various forms of torture in prison, including freezing, beatings, and force feeding. In 2012, Ms. Zhao held a hunger strike to protest her situation and was hospitalized. She was handcuffed to her bed one evening and overheard a nurse talking to an inmate. "Didn't she want to die? I can make her wish come true. I will add 500 to 1,000 milliliters of water to her IV drips every day. She will have excessive fluid in her body, and her organs will all start to fail in 1 week. At her release, she weighed less than 35 kilograms. By practicing Falun Gong, she recovered in 3 months, only to be arrested again."
Starting around April, the Beijing Prison Administration Bureau dispatched guards to a prison in Chongqing province to help launch a new torture campaign aimed at forcing detained Falun Gong practitioners to renounce their faith. All Falun Gong practitioners who were recently admitted to the prison were brought to solitary confinement. They were forced to stand all day long without sleep. The guards also beat them and pepper sprayed them. After this round, the remaining practitioners in the prison were taken to the solitary confinement section and tortured. One of the detainees, Mr. Hu Lijun of Taiyuan, was sentenced to 2 years in a forced labor camp in 2000. He suffered brutal torture in custody and was arrested again after his release. At that time, he was shocked with electric batons of 180,000 volts for many hours, severely burning his body. He managed to escape from custody and was forced to hide from the police for over 20 years until his recent arrest.
Ms. Zhang Li Feng, 65, from Guyuan City, is serving a 2.5-year prison term for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Zhang went to visit her daughter in early 2025. A person spotted her talking to people about Falun Gong and followed her. That person then reported her to the police, and she was arrested in March. Ms. Zhang was later secretly sentenced to prison. Details about her indictment, trial, and sentencing are unknown. This is the 7th time Ms. Zhang has been arrested since the start of the persecution. In addition to Ms. Zhang's ordeal, her 3 sisters and 1 niece have also been targeted for practicing Falun Gong. Her oldest sister, Ms. Jiang Yufeng, was tortured to the point of disability in a labor camp and remains bedridden to this day. Her husband, Mr. Xu Yaojen, died as a result of the persecution. Their daughter, Ms. Xu Yan, was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Ms. Jiang Lifeng's 2 other sisters, Ms. Jiang Shufeng and Ms. Jiang Lanfeng, also lost their lives to the persecution.
A woman in Taiyuan City has been unable to speak due to hypertension for several years, yet the authorities still attempted to take her into custody to serve a prison term she was given in September 2020. The wrongful conviction of Ms. Gao Jiping in her 60s stemmed from her arrest in 2019. Her husband, Mr. Zhou Xiaoshan, and their daughter, Ms. Zhou Na, were also seized at that time. The police targeted the family because they practiced Falun Gong. Ms. Gao was released on bail later due to poor health. She, her husband, and their daughter were later sentenced. The couple were each given 3 years, and their daughter was sentenced to 2 years. Since her release, the authorities have made multiple attempts to put Ms. Gao in jail, but have failed each time. In 2021, a court ordered Ms. Gao to undergo physical exams at several hospitals. 2 years ago, four officers harassed Ms. Gao at home and left without arresting her. Since then, all the medical exams taken have showed Ms. Gao is unfit for detention. Seven U.S. senators urged the passage of the Falun Gong Protection Act. U.S. Senator John Cornyn of Texas signed on as co-sponsor of the Falun Gong Protection Act on September 3rd. Senator Ted Cruz, who introduced the legislation, SA-17, on March 3rd this year, is now working with six senators to move it forward. They are Senators Ron Johnson, Rick Scott, Tom Tillis, Mike Rounds, Todd Young, and John Cornyn. The Falun Gong Protection Act, S-817, was introduced by Senator Ted Cruz on March 3rd this year. The bill provides for the imposition of sanctions with respect to forced organ harvesting within the People's Republic of China. 10 Texas state senators, that included Senator Angela Paxton and Texas House Majority Leader Representative Tom Oliverson, wrote letters to Senator Ted Cruz expressing strong support for the Falun Gong Protection Act and to thank the senator for his efforts on this important issue. They also urged the U.S. Senate to take swift action. Representative Tom Oliverson wrote in his letter, "For over two decades, people of faith have endured arbitrary detention, torture, and even forced organ harvesting, simply because of their spiritual beliefs. History will remember how the world responded to such atrocities. The United States must not remain silent." Your bill provides a vital mechanism to hold perpetrators accountable and to protect innocent lives. He urged the senator to continue mobilizing Senate colleagues so this historic legislation can be enacted without delay. To date, tens of thousands of Texas residents have signed the petition supporting the passing of the Falun Gong Protection Act. In addition to Texas, the states of Utah, Iowa, Arizona, and Tennessee have passed laws preventing the use of insurance monies to pay for medical bills involving transplants, where organs are sourced from China and other countries suspected of organ harvesting. On September 3rd, House Speaker Mike Johnson responded to a journalist's question following news that Russian President Putin and Chinese President Xi were heard discussing increasing their longevity through organ transplants. Speaker Johnson referred to what he called horrific stories that involve unwilling organ donors. On the same day, Representative Chris Smith, co-chair of the Congressional Executive Commission on China, called on the Senate to act fast and move the bill up. The U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed the Falun Gong Protection Act on May 5th this year. Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, one of the proposers of the bill, published an opinion article in the Epoch Times on June 12th. He said China's state-run organ transplant system operates in hospitals in a coordinated, bloody campaign of butchery of its own citizens, and it must stop, or the United States must cease engaging with China. He added, "I now call on the Senate to pass my bill for President Donald Trump's signature and enactment without delay. Those who suffer these indignities and horrors have no time to spare.
Colombian lawmakers praise the art of Jen Shanren exhibition. Falun Dafa practitioners in Medellin, Colombia, held two Art of Jen Shanren exhibitions in August. The first exhibition was held at the Medellin City Council from July 28th to August 15th. The second event took place from August 18th to August 29th at the headquarters of the Assembly of Antioquia. Practitioners had the opportunity to speak at the plenary sessions of both the Council and the Assembly to inform all councilors and deputies about the history of the exhibition, as well as the practice of Falun Dafa, its principles and benefits. They also exposed the persecution of the practice underway for decades in China, as well as the resolutions that have been passed around the world to raise awareness of the crimes and to end the forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. Councilman Farley Jahir Marcus Betancourt said he admired the bravery and sacrifice of practitioners who persevere in their faith despite such overwhelming persecution. The counselor was particularly struck by the painting titled Position by Kunlun Zhang, which shows the artist's interpretation of how the divine rewards those who persist in goodness and punish those who commit evil deeds. He said that he saw the CCP's persecution represented in an almost Dantesque scenario, where the persecutors in society will ultimately face divine retribution. The deputy of the Assembly of Antioquia, Carmelo Andres Cali Ochoa, said that the exhibition is a wake-up call to humanity about the tragedy currently taking place in China. He condemned the CCP's forced organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners, as well as its general exploitation of Chinese people, and praised the artistry of the exhibition. He pointed out that China is a country that appears to be a model of productivity, competitiveness, and technology, but in reality has been internally plagued by decades of systematic human rights violations. Deputy Cali Ochoa said of the exhibit, "All of these paintings, which are wonderful and very well done, convey powerful messages that should be kept in mind." He called the defense of human rights humanity's greatest achievement and said that it is fundamental. Deputy Cali Ochoa added, "So let us not be caught off guard and become desensitized, which is the best way to encourage violence, sectarianism, and the permanent disregard for life and human beings. Hopefully this call to humanity from here, from the Antioquia Assembly, will reach every heart. Because today it is the Chinese, tomorrow it could be us."
Falun Dafa receives widespread support in communities across the U.S. Over 1,000 Falun Dafa practitioners held a grand parade in Brooklyn, New York on September 7th to introduce the practice to the public and to thank the U.S. House of Representatives for passing the Falun Gong Protection Act. The parade was led by the Tian Guo Marching Band, much to the delight of onlookers. The procession included giant models of Falun Dafa's main book, Juan Falun, in both Chinese and English, as well as dragon dance and lotus dance teams. Some Chinese people made handmade banners and joined the parade in support of practitioners. The Riverfront Jazz Festival took place on the Hudson River in Albany, New York, on September 6th. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth where many people watched as they demonstrated the exercises, undaunted by rain. One woman with approximately 1,000 followers in her Facebook account took a video and said she wanted to share the peaceful exercise demonstration and information about the CCP's persecution. A reporter from Station Bangla TV interviewed practitioners about the benefits of the practice, its far-reaching spread across the world, and the CCP's persecution. He recorded the entire interview to broadcast it. Fall classes began on September 2nd at Columbia University in New York City, and the campus was bustling with activity during the first 2 days, with student groups setting up booths to promote themselves and welcome students to join. The Falun Dafa Club was invited to participate in the Religious Life Activities Fair on September 3rd. The club members demonstrated the exercises and distributed leaflets about the practice along with small lotus flower keepsakes. Free classes and exercise instruction were offered, in addition to free online books and videos. Many faculty and students signed a petition in support of the Falun Dafa Protection Act, currently awaiting passage in the U.S. Senate. The Tapestry Multicultural Festival took place in Chicago, Illinois, on September 6th, and Falun Dafa practitioners presented exercise demonstrations and provided an introduction to the spiritual practice. Many people immediately expressed an interest in learning the exercises and were surprised when they were told the practice is taught for free. Some people learned the movements during the event. People were happy when they discovered they could go online to learn more. Falun Dafa practitioners from the greater Washington, D.C. area participated in the Labor Day parade and celebrations in neighboring Kensington, Maryland, on September 1st. Many residents thanked them for bringing the message the world needs, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, to the event. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises on their parade float. A petition calling for an end to the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa received many signatures. The 208th Three-County Fair in Northampton, Massachusetts, was held from August 29th to September 1st. Falun Dafa practitioners set up a booth where they introduced the practice and raised awareness of the CCP's persecution. Held annually over the Labor Day weekend, the four-day festival is widely praised for its diverse offerings and community focus. The event attracts thousands of residents and visitors each year. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and told people about the CCP's persecution and transnational repression. Local people and visitors commended the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and encouraged practitioners to continue their efforts to expose the persecution and transnational repression. Falun Dafa practitioners held a free exercise class at the Fremont Main Library in Fremont, California, on September 6th. After learning the five exercises, the participants expressed their gratitude for Falun Dafa and said they benefited greatly.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.